Are you financially free? If you have come to a financial fork in the road and you want to take control of what you do today in order to change your financial destiny, Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant will help you chart your course. Each of us resides in at least one of the four quadrants of the Cash Flow Quadrant. Where we are is determined by where our cash comes from. Many of us rely on paychecks and are therefore employees, while others are self-employed. Employees and self-employed individuals reside on the left side of the cash flow quadrant. The right side of the cash flow quadrant is for individuals who receive their cash from businesses they own or investments they own. Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant is about the four different types of people who make up the world of business, who they are, and what makes individuals in each quadrant unique. It will help you to find where you are in the quadrant today and help you chart a course for where you want to be in the future, as you choose your own path to financial freedom. While financial freedom can be found in all four of the quadrants, the skills of a B, business owner, or an I, investor, will help you to reach your financial goals more quickly. A successful E, employee, should also become a successful I, investor. This program is the second in the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series. For those of you who may not have listened to Rich Dad, Poor Dad, it was about the different lessons my two dads taught me about the subject of money and life choices. One was my real dad, and the other my best friend's dad. One was highly educated, and the other a high school dropout. One was poor, and the other rich. Whenever I was asked the question, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" my highly educated but poor dad always recommended, "Go to school, get good grades, and then find a safe, secure job." Poor Dad was recommending that I choose to become either a high-paid employee or a high-paid S, self-employed, such as a medical doctor, lawyer, or accountant. My poor dad was very concerned about a steady paycheck, benefits, and job security. My rich but uneducated dad, on the other hand, offered very different advice. He recommended, go to school, graduate, build businesses, and become a successful investor. This audio program is for people who are ready to change quadrants. It is for people who are ready to move beyond job security and begin to achieve financial security. It is not an easy life's path, but the prize at the end is worth the journey. It is the journey to financial freedom. Rich Dad told me a simple story when I was 12 years old that has guided me to great wealth and financial freedom. It was Rich Dad's way of explaining the difference between the left side of the cash flow quadrant, the E, employee, and S, self-employed quadrants, from the right side, or the B, business owner, and I, investor quadrants. It goes, "Once upon a time, there was this quaint little village. It was a great place to live, except for one problem. The village had no water unless it rained. To solve this problem once and for all, the village elders decided to put out to bid the contract to have water delivered to the village on a daily basis. Two people volunteered to take on the task, and the elders awarded the contract to both of them. They felt that a little competition would keep prices low and ensure a backup supply of water. The first of the two people who won the contract, Ed, immediately ran out, bought two galvanized steel buckets, and began running back and forth along the trail to the lake, which was a mile away. He immediately began making money as he labored morning to dusk, hauling water from the lake with his two buckets. He would empty them into the large concrete holding tank the village had built. Each morning, he had to get up before the rest of the village awoke to make sure there was enough water for the village when it wanted it. It was hard work, but he was very happy to be making money and for having one of the two exclusive contracts for this business. The second winning contractor, Bill, disappeared for a while. He was not seen for months, which made Ed very happy since he had no competition. Ed was making all the money. Instead of buying two buckets to compete with Ed, Bill had written a business plan, created a corporation, found four investors, employed a president to do the work, and returned 6 months later with a construction crew. Within a year, his team had built a large-volume stainless steel pipeline which connected the village to the lake. At the grand opening celebration, Bill announced that his water was cleaner than Ed's water. Bill knew that there had been complaints about dirt in Ed's water. Bill also announced that he could supply the village with water 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Ed could only deliver water on the weekdays. He did not work on weekends. Then Bill announced that he would charge 75% less than Ed did for the higher quality and more reliable source of water. The village cheered and ran immediately for the faucet at the end of Bill's pipeline. In order to compete, Ed immediately lowered his rates by 75%, bought two more buckets, added covers to his buckets, and began hauling four buckets each trip. In order to provide better service, he hired his two sons to give him a hand for the night shift and on weekends. When his boys went off to college, he said to them, "Hurry back, because someday this business will belong to you." For some reason, after college, his two sons never returned. Eventually, Ed had employees and union problems. The union was demanding higher wages, better benefits, and wanted its members to only haul one bucket at a time. Bill, on the other hand, realized that if this village needed water, then other villages must need water too. He rewrote his business plan and went off to sell his high-speed, high-volume, low-cost, and clean water delivery system to villages throughout the world. He only makes a penny per bucket of water delivered, but he delivers billions of buckets of water every day. Regardless if he works or not, billions of people consume billions of buckets of water, and all that money pours into his bank account. Bill has developed a pipeline to deliver money to himself as well as water to the villages. Bill lived happily ever after, and Ed worked hard for the rest of his life and had financial problems forever after. The end. This story of Bill and Ed has guided me for years. It has assisted me in my life's decision-making process. I often ask myself, am I building a pipeline or hauling buckets? And am I working hard or am I working smart? The answers to those questions have made me financially free, and financial freedom is what this program is about. I've divided this program into three sections. In the first part, I will explore the differences between people in the four quadrants. The next section is about personal change and identifies whom you have to be instead of what you have to do. The last section of this program will define the seven steps that you can take on your path to change. Along the way, I will share more of my Rich Dad secrets and help you choose your own path to financial freedom.